From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, September 15th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors on Wednesday, September the 13th, approved a plan to share services with county towns and villages in a state-mandated cost savings measure. The proposal calls for the sharing of IT services, real property, and human resources personnel, and provides a countywide purchasing agreement for office supplies. Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell said the board chose to comply with the state mandate in the first year with the idea that it could be revisited next year if anything needs to be added. The provision that would allow municipalities with fewer than 50 employees to participate in the county ASO health insurance plan and the possible joint purchase with the city of Hudson of the John L. Lewis Primary School are still tentative. As approved, the shared service plan is projected to save the county $1.9 million. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for the Columbia Green Media that Republican Ed Bloomer and Democrat Lee Palmateer will face off in a November special election to choose who will represent Athens on the Green County Legislature. The seat was formerly held by Gene Hatton. Hatton died August 23rd of a massive heart attack. The winner will serve the remainder of Hatton's term until December 31st, 2018. Bloomer is a lifelong Athens resident. The Athens Republican Committee selected Bloomer as its candidate based on his volunteer work with the Coxsackie Athens Rotary Club and the Athens Community Food Pantry, GOP Chairman John Farrell said. Bloomer has also served on the town zoning board and planning boards. Democrat Palmateer has a history of public service as town supervisor from 2010 to 2013 and as a member of the Coxsackie Athens Board of Education. Palmateer said his background in law and engineering will be beneficial to him as a lawmaker because he can take underlying facts and then analyze them. Palmateer is also an Athens native. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Finally, Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The city of Hudson is one of 63 city, town, and village governments statewide that has failed to designate an American with Disabilities Act coordinator. Without a designated ADA coordinator on staff, the city is out of compliance with federal law, according to a report released in July by Disability Rights New York. Under the ADA, public entities with 50 or more employees must designate one of those employees to coordinate ADA compliance. The Hudson Common Council is currently considering a proposal to appoint a coordinator. The proposal is supported by the Independent Living Center of the Hudson Valley and other advocacy groups. CORAC has been working behind the scene on similar issues. In one example, when CORAC alerted the city to the lack of parallel parking places designated for disabled drivers on Warren Street, the city responded by adding several designated spots. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.org. Now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting isolated showers, then scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Patchy fog in the early morning, otherwise it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 78 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., then a chance of showers between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m., patchy fog after midnight, otherwise it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 61. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Saturday, a slight chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Patchy fog overnight, otherwise partly cloudy with a low around 61. And on Sunday, patchy fog in the early morning, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 60. Sunrise today was at 6:35 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:04 p.m., that will give us 12 hours and 29 minutes of daylight, almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 15th day of September 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.